Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
A stinging comeback from Matthew Lloyd to me for you. What is wrong with Tim? He set a great record against Presti Perricomo.
He can't get any separation in this game. completely blanketed.
What we love in this caper is when a young talent emerges, how we in Australia don't go over the top.
No, we don't.
We play it down because we don't want to put pressure on the kid, particularly on the world stage. So just nice and understated, which is why we enjoyed this from Gazy. And I quote, "I go back to what I said before he was even drafted. And when he was still developing," there's a lot of eyes in this, "I looked at Josh Giddey and I said, he has the traits that we saw through the formative years, the NBA years in particular, and even some of his time when he was playing in Spain, of Luka Doncic." That's what we like, Wish. Play it down. Don't build expectation.
No.
Don't put pressure on him.
No, that's exactly the way that you go about it, particularly when you've coached him. Did he mention the fact that he coached him during his junior days as well? Anywhere in that article?
Once I read that part, I couldn't read any further. The man that is nice and understated is Andrew Gaze, and he joins us on the line. Gazey, welcome.
good morning, Gary. No, that is just being honest about the upside of this young man. And what is that? What's the old saying about pressure creating diamonds or whatever? So he'll eat that pressure up, no problems whatsoever. Because when you're a number six pick, you already have a lot of scrutiny, a lot of eyes on you.
Or undersell, over deliver. That's another saying you're going to go with.
Well, that is true, but I don't think with when you've shown the talent that Josh Giddey's got, that you can't run away from it. You've got to look it in the eye. You've got to front it, and you've got to attack it, and just be quietly confident. We don't like that overt bravado that the Americans sometimes go over the top with, but that inner confidence that yes, you can become one of the greatest. Yeah, you have to have it if you're going to be special, and Josh Giddey has got it in spades.
Hey, Gazy,
I'm with you.
No one is in a better position than you to tell us how much these preseason games in the NBA mean. You sat over there at the Spurs on the bench and watched many of these games. Is the real
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Preseason was my time.
That's right.
when the veterans just had a bit of a spell, come on, only played 10, 15 minutes, and all the other fodder, the ton there, just goes about it just to make sure that they can get through. So, no. Preseason was when I was at my best.
Okay. Well, how much notice do we take of the preseason form of the players, and how much do we read into what Josh has been able to do already?
Yeah, not a whole lot, but I think that there are, you got to have context.
Yep.
And with Josh Giddey, you look at their team and it is predicted by most to probably finish last in the whole competition. So that they are a very young team. They're building for the future. They've got some ridiculous amount of first round draft picks over the next 3 or 4 years. So they are building towards the future. And what we saw in the preseason, unlike the other teams, they don't have the bona fide megastars. Their biggest player would be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's very, very good, but relative to other teams who've got these megastars, they don't have them yet. And I think that this is perfect for Josh because he's going to get plenty of time to play. We saw in the preseason they're going to put the ball in his hands a lot, and he's going to have a chance to really accelerate his learning and the way in which he can contribute.
The whole of the country is going to be watching on because he has, in a very short space of time, developed a really high profile here in Australian sport and beyond too. 82-game season, what can we expect from him in terms of playing time throughout the course of the year, if he stays healthy?
I missed a lot of that because I was breaking up, Tim, so hopefully you can hear me, but I think you're talking about Josh again. Is that correct?
Just the 82-game season. So it's a really, really long year. He's never embarked upon something like that before in his life. So, young man, it must be extremely taxing. How much of the season do you think he's going to play?
Well, I think you've got to go back and look over history and say Josh is a player that's very, very young, only 19 years of age, and the club would be acutely aware of trying to help his education into the league, but also take care of him. Physically, he's still got a lot of developing to do. So it is going to take some time, and I think that you will hit those moments in the season when that schedule is so, so brutal. And if he is playing as much as I think everyone's expected him to do, you're naturally going to have some highs and lows. But I think that, and knowing Josh, he's the sort of kid that eats this up. He loves the game. He loves sitting in film rooms and watching games. And when you have that innate passion and love. Now, a lot of players think, oh, yeah, I love the game. But they don't love it to the extent that they can get you through these periods. He does. So when he's feeling a bit crook and he's a bit banged up, his passion for the game is such that enthusiasm will be able to get him through. And I think with the opportunities that he's going to get, he's going to embrace those, and that'll help motivate him.
Gary and I suspect the relationship between you and Josh is one way. You've spoken a lot about him publicly. He's been given the opportunity to speak publicly on many occasions. He did an exclusive on our program here. He didn't actually mention you in any way. Do you suspect that the relationship only goes one way here?
Again, I think it's probably a good thing that this phone is breaking up and I can't hardly hear, because this is a guy that that his parents have done an outstanding job, and what he is and why everyone loves him so much is he has great respect for all those around him, and he has an acute understanding of the history of the game. And I was lucky enough to, this is about me, I was lucky enough to start working with Josh at a very young age. And, you know, it's great when you see kids come through the rank. And I think that Josh still sends me a text message every now and again, still responds to my messages. So that to me is a positive. Hopefully that's the case when he's Luka Doncic type and he's up there as big bucks. Hopefully that's the remains, but I have no doubt that success won't go to his head at all.
Oh, no, he's a great kid. He sounds like he's a great kid, very level-headed.